We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Fronde. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. Certainly an impressive performance right out of the gates for your team's 55-3 over Bucknell. 45 points in about the first 15, 20 minutes. Just talk as you've gone back and watched it. How impressed were you with the way your team played?
Well, it was very similar to our opening game against Lehigh. The defense made a lot of great plays and got the ball back. I think five of our first seven possessions of the game started in Bucknell territory. So we had a lot of short fields with great field position. We got an interception early. We had a block punt early, which gave us great field position. So, real overall team win again. You know, the offense did what they needed to do with that great field position. The defense got the turnovers and got the stops to give us that great field position. And then the special teams came through and did their job as well. So another, like I said, complete team win and victory. And we're able to get a lot of young guys on the field to continue to build the all important depth that you need once you start getting into the meatier schedule and you get into the later weeks of the season.
I know he didn't play a bunch, but Dan Smith took advantage of his time on the field, three touchdown passes and a touchdown running before you took him out there in the second quarter. How impressed were you with the way that he played on Saturday?
Yeah, Dan did a great job. Like I said in previous calls, you know, it's like having an extra coach out there. He's been in the system now. He's been in Coach Bowden's meeting room, watching film with Coach Bowden for going on the second year now. So he knows where to go with the ball. He does a great job seeing what's out there pre-snap. Obviously, post-snap, there was one play we had a little RPO going, and it looked like he was going to tuck it and run. And then before he got to the line of scrimmage, he threw it to Jaquan Allen for his first touchdown of his career. And, that's just, hard to defend when you have a guy who can run with his feet. So someone has to respect the fact that he got outside of the pocket, but then he was able to, deliver the ball downfield, even though it looked like he was going to tuck it and run. So Dan does a great job. Obviously the guys around him, the protection was good. And when he was making those throws, and he put the ball on the money in some of those cases with those touchdown passes in the back of the end zone to Hayek and Pringle. So, Dan had a good quarter and a half or whatever we were able to get him out there with. And then, like I said, it was also good to get Connor Watkins and Matt O'Connor some time behind center as well.
Question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Mark. Thank you for being there. Three guys are rushing the ball very well for the Wildcats. We here in the Richmond metropolitan area are most interested in Jalen Jackson. Wonder if you might say a word or two about how he's coming along. Looks like you've been productive.
Yeah, no, Jalen's doing great. He didn't play the first game. He had a little thing going on with his foot that he was coming off of from preseason, but he's good. And he, carried the ball well for us this past Saturday. I think he had 11 carries, 71 yards, somewhere around there. And he got into the end zone. And he's an explosive guy. You know, he's not the biggest guy in height, but he's very compact and very strong and very explosive. So, and probably out of all our running backs, I would say he's as good as any of them as far as putting his foot in the ground and getting north and south on a 90-degree cut. So we're pleased with Jalen, able to get him back out there this past Saturday against Bucknell, and that was his first game action for this season. So we're excited that he was able to get out there, get that experience, get that time out there. And between him, Cove, and then mentioned the other guys we have, we like our depth at running back. Hopefully we can keep them all healthy.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, John.
Next question from Terry Toohey. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good, Terry. How are you doing, buddy?
Good. Yeah, talk a little bit about Christian Benford. You know, he's been in the program 4 years, one of your many veteran players, but he's really kind of an anchor back there in the secondary for you, isn't he?
Yeah, he does a great job. He's a great leader, but more on the quiet side, so he's not one of them hoot and holler guys, but he really has great command of the DB room. Guys really, respect him and the fact that he's played all 4 years. He's a true senior, so he did not redshirt. And he's going to graduate this December or be real close to it. And, he's just a great guy to have back there, and he's very knowledgeable at the position. I know he and Coach Adams, our defensive coordinator, Ola Adams, I know that they have some one-on-one conversations, and, you know, he's a guy with his level of experience that you can almost have a conversation and take it to the next level. He can handle more than some of the younger guys in the back end, and, you know, just have real good conversations with the coach. And he shares the knowledge that he is able to gather over the 4 years he's been playing for us with the younger guys. So great leader out there, great person. And, you know, just happy that he's having some good success so far this season.
Yeah, your defense has forced, what, 8 takeaways in 2 games. I mean, that they really seem to be flying to the football.
Yeah, that one pick six he had, he just did a good job. He was off coverage a little bit, and he did a great job reading the quarterback's drop and then reading the quarterback's eyes, and just he got a really good break on that ball and was able to take that and, you know, bring it back to the touchdown. But all of our guys in the back end, you know, can run pretty well. We think we have pretty good team speed back there, and they do play pretty aggressively. We have nice size. They're kind of all similar in the fact that they're long, lean, and athletic. Christian's a little over 200 pounds, so he does have some, you know, weight behind him as well. Denzel's probably 10 pounds lighter than that at the other corner spot. But, you know, really pleased with the ability they've been showing as far as making plays when the football's in the air and, you know, coming down with the interceptions we've been able to get so far.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Terry.
Mark, along with everything that your secondary's done as far as forcing those turnovers, the guys up front, you've allowed very little yards rushing and no touchdowns through 2 games, even playing a lot of guys. What has been so good about those guys up front to be able to slow down that run?
You know, that's always going to be where we start. Our philosophy is let's make sure we stop the run. And if we can make a team one-dimensional one way or the other, you know, that's what we're going to try to do. The guys up front have a lot of experience. You know, you have Jarrett Nelson, who's a grad guy. He's Peter Fallon, who's been in the program a number of years. Garrett Zobel, Malik Fisher, our captain, D-end, who's been playing 4 years. And again, he didn't redshirt until the COVID situation allowed him to redshirt. So, you know, we have a lot of experience up front. We're able to rotate guys through to keep them fresh. And then same thing at the second level. You got Forrest Ryan, Amin Black, Owen Thomas, a lot of guys that have played a lot of football for us. Mike Ruane. We don't have a ton of transfers, but we do have a few. Denzel, I mentioned, is a grad transfer from Sacred Heart, and Mike Ruane, a grad transfer from UMass. So we have good depth at the front and middle level where we're able to rotate guys. And I think Forrest Ryan, our captain, all-league linebacker, played between 18 and 20 snaps this past weekend. So we're able to keep them fresh so they can fly to the football. I think we've done a good job with our gang tackling. And, you know, up front is what also causes some of them interceptions because we get pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, they throw it up, and sometimes they throw it up, you know, a little errantly, and we come down with the football, kind of like the first interception we had. Amin Black was diving to get a sack to the guy, and, you know, he flipped it out instead of throwing it out of bounds or taking a loss and punting it, kind of flipped it up in the air, and Benford came down with it. So, you know, it's definitely an overall team effort. It's not just the DBs making all the plays. There's a reason that they have the opportunity to make those plays, and it starts with the guys up front.
Let's take a look ahead. Certainly a big challenge Saturday, your home opener against Richmond. As you've started to look at Richmond on film, what impresses you about the Spiders?
What doesn't impress me about the Spiders? You know, you watch those guys, and I think it's going to be a really well-matched contest. They're much more similar to us than our previous two opponents. When you look at their roster, they have a lot of older guys that have played a lot of football for them as well. Sprinkle in a couple grad transfers for them, primarily at the wide receiver position. And, you know, unlike the first two opponents, and again, no disrespect to the Patriot League, but they don't have a lot of fifth-year players. They don't bring back grad transfers and things of that nature. So we have quite a few guys that have been in the program for 5 years. We have some 6-year guys because of COVID, and it looks like Richmond has a similar roster. So I think it's going to be one of those things. I don't see many weaknesses. You know, we're still looking at film, obviously, and trying to get as a good of film evaluation off them as we can from the 2 games that they've had so far versus the spring contest. But we're looking at as much as we can, and like I said, they look very similar. A lot of experience on both sides of the ball. Their front seven, not that their back end is, weak or anything like that, but their front seven is really strong. We know that from past games, and we know that from the people they have returning. And then their offensive line, I don't know what their average size is, but I think most of them are 315 pounds or above. So that's going to average out to be a pretty big offensive line. And they have guys that, you know, Mancuso can throw it. He's similar to Dan, but much bigger than Dan, but he's running the ball very well as being their leading rushers. So I think it's going to be one heck of a CAA contest. And whenever you jump in the league, you better be ready regardless of who you're playing. So, you know, we're going to try to do what we can to prepare as best we can and go out there and hopefully perform at a consistent level against the Richmond Spiders.
All right, I'll let you get one more from Kyle Kenton. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, Coach, you kind of alluded to this, but with Joe Mancuso and Dan both being those kind of explosive two-way guys, does that sort of help at all in terms of preparing when you have a quarterback that's so similar in style?
I think, you know, we don't go against each other anymore. We do in the spring when you have regular spring. We do in preseason a little bit. I don't know if it's going to help. I mean, he's so much bigger than Dan and, you know, a different type of runner than Dan, I think, but you know, every little bit helps, you know, when we have an opportunity to go good on good in practice. And, you know, we have Dan doing the things that he does against our defense. I think that is helpful, but you know, it's a different guy. It's a different team. It's a different ball game. So we just got to do the best job we can with our scout team looks this week. And you know, you can never simulate it the way you're going to see it in practice, in the game on Saturday, but you know, they're similar style to what we're doing. So I'm sure every little bit helps. It's not like we're getting ready for, you know, a slot bone offense or anything like that at this point in time. So to answer your question, I hope I answered your question, Kyle, but yeah, it has helped, but we don't go good on good during the week. So we got to do the best job we can with our scout teams to prepare for Richmond, you know, offense, defense, and special teams on both ends of the field.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for the time this morning and look forward to talking again next week.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.